Jim Lanier was the first Iditarod musher to reach the cripple checkpoint at just before 2 this afternoon. He has not yet taken his 24-hour layover, though, so Mitch Seavey, who arrived in cripple 20 minutes later, is leading the race. Dallas Seavey is also in cripple. According to GPS, John Baker, Lance Mackey, Jeff King, and Ali Zirkel are close behind. This year marks the 40th anniversary of the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race, which is run on a trail that was first in use 100 years ago. APRN's Ann Hillman caught up with veteran mushers in Tocotna as they reflected on lessons learned in races past.
Dogs filled all of the parking spots in Tocotna this week as mushers slept, ate, and tended to their teams during their mandatory 24-hour rest period. One line of dogs began howling, then another continued the sound, singing a sort of sled dog round. Tocotna has been a popular 24-hour rest stop for years. Ali Zirkel's team was among the howlers. The dogs were eager to be running again. She says this year she spent much of her time on the trail reflecting on the race's history.
I think one of the neatest things for me right now is that I watched this special on the Iditarod, the 1973 Iditarod, the night before I left on the race, and I'd just been kind of running the trail reminiscing about how those guys did it then and how neat it would be to do it then, and how when they started the race all their wives were standing at the starting line crying because they weren't sure whether they were going to see them again. And now we have this big hoopla, and we, you know, we complain when there's too much snow and we complain when there's too little snow, and rah, 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 and those guys didn't even know they were going to have a trail. So I'm kind of looking at it that way.
19-time Iditarod musher Mitch Seavey says racing style and strategy have changed since the early days as well.
And, you know, six-hour run, six-hour rest was pretty standard. Six on, six off. You were considered to be foolish if you didn't have an even run rest. I remember Susan Butcher almost chastising me once when I was first to some checkpoint. And she was right. I didn't belong being in front of the race at that point. I wasn't ready. But but nevertheless, you know, even run rest was the thing. Nowadays, it's way skewed, you know, less rest and more running. But there's a lot of things that have that feed into that, because we know a lot more about how to take care of a little sore wrist or sore shoulder or something that might come up, or foot care, nutrition. We've just perfected, or not perfected, but certainly improved our dog care and what we can then expect the dogs to do for us.
Five-time winner Rick Swenson says some of the younger mushers don't expect the dogs to do enough for them.
But I mean, I was traveling with a young guy a few years ago, and we got to a really steep, famous hill, and I rode up it. And I told him before we got there, I said, when we get to the top of Topcock Hill, I want to stop and snack the dogs. And he said, okay. And we got to the top, and it's a pretty steep hill. And it's a long one. We got to the top, and we could see the lights of Nome from up there and everything. And he said, now I know why you wear so many clothes. And I said, what do you mean? What? He says, you never got off. And I said, no, I didn't. If I would have got off, the dogs would have learned a bad lesson. He said, what do you mean? He said, they would have learned that they could expect me to get off to help them up the hill. That's their job, is to get me up the hill, themselves and me up the hill. I can't push them up the hill, you know. So then the next year I was traveling with that same guy, and we got to White Mountain Checkpoint, and he said, I'm going to be able to ride up that hill this year, I think. And I said, oh, yeah, really? And he says, yeah. He says, I've been working on that all year. My dogs, now when they see a hill, they know I'm going to stand on the back. I'm not going to get off and run. And I said, well, there you are. Now you're training the dogs instead of the dogs training you.
As the mushers head toward the halfway point at Cripple, they hope the years of training will pay off. In Tocotna, I'm Ann Hillman.